All right, what's up? It's been a while since I've done one of these. If you didn't know that these short episodes that I record are actually done with voice memos on the iPhone. I record the voice memo and then I just upload it and then you get to listen to me rant. Well, anyway, today, the reason that I'm ranting is because I had a conversation with a client this morning about her trip to the cardiologist. And her cardiologist pretty much told her, you should not weight train. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Is your cardiologist also have a degree in exercise physiology? Because here's where I'm at with that. I think it's amazing that a doctor can go to school for 8, 10, however many years it takes to devote half their life and hundreds of thousands of dollars to their education to learn about the heart, about the brain, about joints, about whatever it is that they are specializing in, right? And they understand that they understand the human body to an extent also, but their specialization 100% is just that, a specialization. And unfortunately, we've given doctors the power to tell us anything they want, whether it's within their scope of practice or not, whether it's within what they've learned in school, what they've specialized in, what their area of expertise is in, and we take it as absolute gospel. This doctor, who is an older doctor, apparently, is from what I gather, has said, you know, you should be going to the gym and working out, but maybe you should just go on the treadmill and lifting weights is dangerous and you shouldn't be doing that. And also said to this individual, yeah, you definitely shouldn't be doing CrossFit. You definitely shouldn't be lifting weights. You shouldn't deadlift. All this, a barbell is not good for you. It's dangerous. Now, all right, so let's talk about the deadlift real quick. Doctor, if you're out there, listen, I got a question for you. Should this person pick up a can of soup? Doctor probably say, sure, yeah, that's no problem. You pick up a can of soup. Can you pick up a bag of groceries? Well, you're going to have to if you want to go grocery shopping and, you know, bring your groceries home. Sure, you could pick up a bag of groceries. What if it was a really heavy bag of groceries? What if it was a kettlebell that now weighed less than that bag of groceries? Well, that's a kettlebell deadlift, so we're doing a deadlift. What if I had a barbell that weighed the same exact amount? All of a sudden, you're saying that, like, because of what the implement is, you shouldn't be doing it? Or how do we impose limits on people? You shouldn't lift X amount of weight. Do you know my physiology? Where does this blanket statement of, well, yeah, you probably shouldn't lift more than 15 pounds. You probably shouldn't lift more than 35 pounds, more than 50 pounds. How do you know what I'm capable of? Did you do a study into my life? Did you figure out what my max lift is or my max potential for lift a certain amount of weight for repetitions and then decide based off that what a percentage is that would be appropriate? No, you just basically came out with a blanket statement. And I really love to see people not listen to their doctors when their doctors give them non-medical advice. 8 years ago, I went in for a knee scope because I had a small piece of cartilage. You know, I had what they call Osgood-Slaughter's disease as a kid, which is just a way that your knee forms. And basically, it just allowed me, or not allowed me, but left me with knee issues for my entire life. I also did 17 years of Taekwondo. I've squatted heavy. I've run, jump. I've used my body the way it's supposed to be used, and I had this small piece of cartilage floating around that needed to be scoped out. Doctor went in, great orthopedic surgeon, phenomenal orthopedic surgeon, turned around and said to me, you're not going to be doing any of the power squats ever again. And I was kind of taken aback. I was like, wait a minute, like, is that what you went to school for? The application of doing what you call power squats? And what is a power squat? Why is a power squat different than an air squat? And this doctor had no ground of what they were basing it on. They're basically saying, like, they didn't want me to lift what? Heavy? What's heavy? How do you determine what heavy is for me? That doctor doesn't know me. He doesn't know my capabilities. At the time, the best back squat I had ever hit was 435 pounds. And the doctor says, you'll never do power squats again. What do you mean by that? I'll never do 50% or more, 80% or more. And there was no other recommendation. But a lot of people might hear that and be like, oh, well, I will never squat again. And all of a sudden they're limited and doctors are limiting people. You know what I did is it didn't limit me because I recognized, having gone to school for exercise physiology and applied kinesiology and the way the body moves and seen experiential data and evidence through the 10 plus years of coaching that have been involved in it, and the 20 years of lifting, and the 30 years of exercising, that people have an ability, an amazing ability to pull through that, and the body can adapt. So this doctor tells me, you'll never do power squats again. I didn't listen to him. They told me, don't go to rehab because you're in the gym, so you know what to do. Well, all I did was I decided, okay, well, I'm going to start to work my knee. I'm going to be safe. I'm going to increase range of motion. That's basically physical therapy, right? Physical therapy is not this amazing, oh my gosh, they know how to sprinkle magic and do voodoo in the world. Physical therapy is, let's slowly increase range of motion under proper movement patterns and protecting movement patterns so the joints and muscles move in conjunction the way they're supposed to. And then we're slowly going to overload it in a way that doesn't cause more injury, but asks the body to adapt so that it can move those movement patterns. That's the same thing I do as a personal trainer. It's the same thing I do as a coach. All right, we study movement patterns and make sure. So I did that to myself in that 435 squat. It went to 455. A few years later, it went to 475. And then most recently, last year, after squat's over, I have 500-pound back squat. And you know what? I did the power squats again. And my knee's okay. And I didn't break. And I didn't die. And my knee is doing phenomenally well. All right, aside from whatever I had as a kid from Osgood Slaughter's that is a little bit of leftover. So the whole point of this rant, because I'm at 6 minutes and I'm really trying to keep this under 10, is that you need to advocate for yourself and you need to have faith in the body's abilities. And yes, listen to your doctor as long as what they're telling you is within their scope of practice. What kind of doctor are they? What's their expertise? You know what really pisses me off? When doctors give nutritional advice. A doc, like a family practitioner or an orthopedic surgeon or a cardiologist, gives you nutritional advice. If you're any one of those things out there, good on you. I'm glad that you're an orthopedic surgeon. I'm glad that you're a cardiologist. I'm glad that you got into medicine because we need people like you that have devoted their life to their craft. But you know what I'm not going to do as a human who's devoted my craft to human performance and motion and kinesiology and exercise physiology? I'm not going to tell somebody what they should do for their heart health. I'm not going to diagnose something going on with their cardiovascular system. I'm not going to diagnose their joint because that's way out of my scope of practice. So stay within your lane and trust people that are staying within theirs, right? If you want to branch out and get some credentials and get some experience, or maybe instead of saying you should do this, because the common folk will listen to a doctor and say, oh, my doctor said X, Y, and Z. Well, your doctor isn't a doctor of X, Y, and Z, so they don't know those things. Instead, they'll just take it as gospel, and it's messing people up, and it's messing with people's minds, and it's setting limitations. Don't take nutritional advice from your doctor. At the same time, don't take cardiovascular advice from the banker. And don't go to your dentist and ask them how to regrow your hair, right? Trust that people have a lane and they've spent hundreds of thousands of hours becoming an expert in that lane, and listen to them on that advice. 100%. They've got a lot to say that probably makes sense. You should probably listen to me when it comes to exercise because I've been doing it a long time. Not only have I been doing it for an expansive amount of time, but the depth in which I have been involved has been wall to wall, right? Broad width, broad depth, expansive knowledge, and then listen to your cardiologist about cardiology-related advice. All right, that's going to be the end of my rant today, guys. I appreciate you taking the fewer than 10 minutes to follow along with my, I should name these, what do I call it, 10-minute rants, 10-minute tantrums. That sounds a little bit better, right? Here's my 10-minute tantrum for the day. Listen to experts within their lane. That's it, man. Hope you guys have a great day. See ya.